James Hall says communities must address the issue of black men dying at the hands of white officers. Hall is president of the local NAACP.
It's clear that something is wrong. It's especially clear when you take into account the disproportionality of shootings with respect to race and the fact that many of these young black men are shot multiple times.
What Hall would like to see are officers getting better training and body cameras.
They tend to increase accountability, reduce complaints, and generally are believed to have somewhat of a civilizing effect, if I may use that word, on police in terms of encounters with citizens.
Hall says the NAACP has collected thousands of signatures from people calling on MPD officers to wear cameras while on duty. Police Chief Ed Flynn says he's not opposed to the idea. In fact, his department began researching the technology nearly 3 years ago and put out a request for proposals early this year.
As of August, the purchasing process is still working its way out, this being government, but we've asked for $50,000 to buy 50 cameras so we can do a really in-depth pilot project in the field.
Yet Flynn cautions that body cameras may not solve all problems and answer all questions when it comes to police interaction with the public.
There's always the chance that, you know, particularly with a body camera, all right, we're hands-on with somebody, we're grappling, and this incredibly important piece of video is going to get knocked askew, and we're going to get, 45 seconds of tape of the, roof of a house or a streetlight or some other such thing. Technology might break. And, of course, every time technology fails, there's a body of opinion that says, oh, it's been tampered with. This is part of a cover-up. Somebody's not revealing whatever happened. I mean, no technological solution to a human problem is ever perfect.
Flynn says residents might also want to consider what police body cameras might mean.
We intervene in the most private, crisis-driven experiences of people's lives. Right now, we don't put them on camera every time we're in their house dealing with their family crisis. And now we are saying as a society, no. We want to send the police into everyone's house and record everything they see and record the voices as well.
Flynn says those recordings could one day be subject to open records laws. Dan Davis is Deputy Chief of Investigations for the Janesville Police Department. It started using body cameras back in 2008, and Davis says they can provide more crucial information than written police reports.
Our officers, as all police officers, are required to make some very critical and very quick decisions, and sometimes it's pretty easy to pass judgment on their behavior or their decision-making when we weren't really there and we didn't see. And when you read a report doesn't give you the opportunity to take in all the environmental clues that the officers are taking in, which is all part of the decision-making process.
Davis says so far, the only con has been storing all the video captured. He says it's expensive. The Milwaukee Police Department will update the Police and Fire Commission this evening on the potential use of body cameras. People, including the NAACP's James Hall, also plan to attend. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.